This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Coachella happened.
Yeah, it
speaking did. Of big festivals. I have a bunch of highlights from this.
My Instagram feed was filled with it.
Oh, really?
Lots of people I know were there. People we work with or know from work were out there working. So lots of stuff.
Any stories that are...
Nothing that I can, you know...
I just have like a highlight sheet. So, I mean, I wasn't there, so...
I know Weezer played, so that happened. Lady Gaga crushed it, I heard.
That's what they're... Do you have a little bit of video of that, or was there... they're saying she stole the show. Lady Gaga was amazing. So, so, so good. Let me see what the exact thing
is.
Oh, here.
Look at her go.
Friday night. They say her headlining set on Friday night was epic. There are people who are saying this was the best performance at Coachella in history. Oh, for
in
some
history way, of the
saying.
World?
In the history of Coachella.
Ah.
Just of Coachella. It looks like we're not able to play those vids. Of course, all the ads will play. The ads will play. That's fantastic.
We'll get them up on that.
I have seen Lady Gaga. I think she's spectacular. She does, in fact, have a good voice, so she can sing her songs.
Yes. No, she's incredibly talented.
And she does seem like someone who really works hard to put on a unique or not... Unique's not, definitely not the word, but a really elaborate presentation.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's cool. Like, I mean, if I were a rock star, I'd be all, we're going to play you songs. The end. I wore this t-shirt specially for you.
Yes.
Like the whole different costumes.
Choreography.
And all that stuff. What?
Craziness, wildness.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks like it was cool. Just a little clip that we kind of could see. It looked like she had some big billowing thing out behind her.
Tons of stuff.
Yeah. Visually very exciting. Uh-huh. She's amazing. What a statement. Anyway, one of the big surprises was that Bernie Sanders was there and had some pretty inspiring... I know, Bernie
Sanders. What did you just say, though,
Bernie
about
Sanders.
It? You said one of the things?
It was very inspiring. One of the things that happened at Coachella.
Okay.
So... Here's some of the, this, he performed during someone named Claro. I don't know Claro, C-L-A-I-R-O, some singer songwriter. He introduced that person. And as he was there, he's basically was saying, I'm not even here for the music. This country faces some very difficult challenges. The future of what happens to America is dependent upon your generation. All the generations. I'm sure there were several
really
generations.
Good.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's my Bernie Sanders. We need you to stand up to fight for justice. And then a little bird flew down, landed. Oh, look at that. To fight for economic justice, social justice, racial justice. So he had a very nice, inspirational message to kick off that set. Claro, I'm not familiar with, but clearly Bernie Sanders is. Benson Boone. This was interesting because Benson Boone did Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody. And... Brian May, the guitarist for Queen, mm-hmm. was introduced by Benson and came out to perform with him. And the crowd was like, oh, like no response. So people who were watching the thing on the internet were like, why is no one losing their freaking mind?
Well, because they're all out there being, you know, kids. And they're like, who's the gray haired lady?
He does look ladylike.
Benson looked very, very Freddie Mercury-esque.
Yeah, you know, he definitely has a flair for the dramatic. The jumpsuits, his jumpsuit game is strong.
So they didn't sound good, or
no,
because
they sounded
you would
great.
Think that
they sounded great.
Even if you don't recognize Brian May, if the song rocks,
right,
and it does, you would be into it.
Yeah.
You're saying the crowd was yawning.
The crowd just had, he was like, and now, oh my God, I can't believe he's here. It's the one and only Brian May.
Oh.
Yeah, that was
crickets. That was the thing of people. So then, of course, people watching this in the live stream and the internet are like, the comments started from like, I'm screaming in my house. Where are you? Anyway, apparently it was amazing. Weird Al Yankovic made his Coachella debut, joining Yo Gabba Gabba.
Oh, I love Yo Gabba Gabba.
Yeah, so actually we pulled up this little vid for you because it looks like a GD party. Like you can't, it was just going off. Like the Yo Gabba Gabba guys are up there. They were joined by not just Weird Al. They were doing the Rainbow Connection, by the way, the Muppet song. Let's see. Also hitting the stage were Thundercat, Portugal the Man, David Arquette as Bozo the Clown, and the guy who actually co-wrote the song, Paul Williams. They were all up on stage.
Paul Williams is still alive?
Yes,
there
he is.
There he is right there. I know. Oh, it's hard to believe,
and
isn't it?
What's HR Puffin stuff doing there?
They had everybody. They had them all.
I'm not kidding. He's standing behind Paul Williams.
It's incredible. It's about the most colorful set you could ever see.
What do
That's really
do with
cool.
their kids the rest of the time there at Coachella?
Maybe there's like a kids area we don't know about.
Oh, I'm sure that wasn't just for kids. Like, I think plenty of grown-ups were like, I'm on LSD. This is amazing.
This is the most amazing thing I've ever seen. So there you go. That was that. Green Day set was Saturday night. Their pyro accidentally lit a palm tree on fire.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Were they able to blow it out?
Well, it looks like it was contained to the one palm tree,
ladies
which is
Ladies and gentlemen,
good.
We're all going to blow to the left.
All at once. We have to blow it away from the other palm trees. Billy Joe also made an appearance at the Go-Go set on Friday. Here's a little bit of that. Funny.
Oh. Belinda's like, this is my big number.
This is kind of my song.
If you wouldn't mind.
Yeah. Nah, she's psyched. Oh my God, that's so fun.
Yep.
We're looking at a video of the Go-Go's now. They look amazing.
I think Head Over Heels was actually a Belinda song, not a Go-Go song.
Oh, is that so?
I think.
Well, she did have a solo career. I thought it was a Go-Go song too. Her thing was like, Heaven is a place on earth.
Okay.
They are great. And, you know, people of an age, the Gen Xers.
I love the Go-Go's.
Yeah, the Go-Go's
and
are
I
great.
And I played the Go-Go's for my daughters. They're over it now.
Oh, they, how is that possible?
Because they're busy with Apatapa and the songs that of their own generation. Yes. So
curses foiled again. Missy Elliott went full on Transformers. I guess she started her set as a car and somehow morphed into herself. So, okay.
She's cool.
She is.
I think that sounds cool.
Let's see. Charlie XCX had some pretty big guests. She had Troye Sivan, Billie Eilish, and Lorde all came out during her set.
Wow.
Weezer did play on Saturday despite the attempted murder charge against the bass player's wife. They covered, one of the things they did was cover Metallica's Enter Sandman.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. And then there's a 20-year-old singer-songwriter. The guy's name is, it's maybe David, but it's D4VD, like the four looks sort of like an A, so like David, and he tried to do a backflip. Oops. So here he is
here's
doing,
a video of that
here's
one.
His backflip, and
oh dear God,
right on his
right
face.
On
oh,
his...
that is just.
He slipped. He probably can do it, but he slipped.
Oh, poor guy.
Oh,
you know,
and that was all over Instagram and everything.
Oh, the flip fail.
It's just
so bad for him.
People are totally, they seem to be into it. He puts his foot. He runs toward like the drum riser, tries to put a foot onto it to jump up and flip himself over. And the whatever that, I don't know, bunting is, it's kind of around the edge. His foot seems to have slipped right off of it, but he flips. And I swear to God, it looks like he flattened his face.
You know, a lot of people think a flip is easier than they don't find out till they try it. Mm-hmm. I see a lot of flip fails on the Instagram,
sure.
Fails
Fail farm,
videos.
Right.
They don't even clear the boat. They go to like jump up and try to, and they just land back on the thing they're standing on. Like, oh, your poor back. So oh bad. God. Oh.
Thank God you're under 30 and you'll recover and never have a lifelong injury from that.
Ay, ay, ay.
That's up at the Facebook page if people want to enjoy it.
Oh, thank you. Good. Yeah, it is actually. It's pretty dramatic. And man, solid camera work. This isn't like one of those ones where it's a camera out in the middle of the crowd and kind of, this is just right there. You see the whole thing happen.
And this is deforded?
Deforded. Deforvid. Yeah. Deforvid.
Okay.
Deforvid.
I don't know this.
Or D4VD, which...
I don't know D for VD at all.
Well,
but
now we know he can't do a backflip.
Right.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.